Let's see, here's Clive. Called my daughter Lauren her 18th birthday. No picture. Good. But I'll figure out what she looked like. Just let me ask a few heated, pointed questions. There's certain questions you ask. You can find out, look, real easy. All right, hopefully I can hold this woman. There she is.
Hello?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm calling without warning. It's the Grease Man. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I got an email from Brenda. Is that you?
Yes.
Said to call Lauren. It's her birthday.
Yeah. Hold on just a second.
18 years old, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
where
God.
Where the gray hair comes from.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hold on.
Let me try. And I plan on giving you a few more. Where is she? I got that itchy, twitchy feel in there. A.T., she's probably... A.T., of course, she doesn't know when she's 18.
Hello?
Hey, cutie pie, happy birthday to you. Hobble the gobble the goo. Happy birthday, little Lauren. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
So what do you got planned for your big birthday?
Whole lot of nothing.
A whole lot of nothing? Don't you have a fella to take you out?
Yeah.
Well, why ain't he going to take you out and plan you some big stuff?
I don't know.
Oh, how long you been going out?
About a year and a half.
A year and a half. And how old's your boyfriend?
20.
And he doesn't have a big dinner plan and a big limousine to pick you up and then take you to some fancy hotel downtown and put rose petals on the floor and knock the bottom out of it?
No.
No? I don't think you run with the right fella. What's the deal? Tell me a little bit about yourself. How tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
Oh, just a little foot. And what are we talking poundage?
About 110.
Oh, man. Just a little slip of a lash, huh?
Yeah.
And when people describe you, do they say beautiful, pretty, cute, knockout, or great personality? Come on.
Knockout.
Well, I think you're entitled to a better birthday than you got lined up. Huh? How'd you like me to take you out for your birthday? Come on.
Sure.
Would you be afraid?
No.
Especially when you get close enough to smell my aqua velva. When I held you in my grotesquely overdeveloped arms and pulled you close to me, crushing you against my overdeveloped chest, huh? And then suddenly, when you got a look at that fetid stem... Huh? What do you think, cutie?
I think you are one sick puppy.
Sick puppy! Alright, you have fun at your damn drive-up burger window on your birthday. You have fun. Get the bottom knocked out of you, the fiber-covered Camaro. You have fun there. You have fun in your stinking... What? This is 540 Erica. What godforsaken burger you living in?
What?
Where are you? What city are you in?
Stephen City.
Stephen City. Well, I never even heard of the damn place. You have fun there. Well, you could have been on the top of the skyscrapers of Washington. Instead, you call me a shake puppy. Let me tell you something, young lady. One day you'll wish you'd been gnarling that fretted scum when you're pregnant with 16 kids and a double wide in Stephen City, damn your eyes. And you'll be able to tell them as you sit there lighting one L&M from the butt of another. Yeah, the grease one time made the move on me when I was 18. Of course, I'm 28 now, and, little shot. This is opportunity. It's knocking, baby. The ship's pulling out of the harbor. But I'm getting too high a reading on the dingbatometer for you to understand the implications of what you're doing. All right, so you don't want a big whirlwind night on the town. That's your choice, young lady. There'll come a time when you're old and gray and you'll remember this road call and you'll say, as you stare toward your gelatinous tuchus, I had a time. That's one thing I learned from my daddy. He said, son, don't let opportunity pass you by. When it comes, grab it, twist it. correct it. Apologize to no man. Never complain. Never explain. That's what he told me on his deathbed. I've tried to live by that motto. If you see a flower you like, son, pluck it. Drink it. Smoke it. Have fun with your life. A man isn't old until regrets take the place of dreams. Always be a dreamer, boy. I remember. He went out with a flourish, too. I remember when the doc told him he didn't have long to go. Because he had, like, congestive heart failure that was about to take him. All those years of pork rinds and Camels. He said, son, I want to go down to Pat McGroin's bar one more time.
I said, Daddy, the doc said you're not supposed to leave the hospital. He said, I don't care what the doc said. He yanked his oxygen tube out of him.
Help me along. So still wearing his hospital gown, I help him down to Pat McGroin's bar. Everybody was shocked to see him come in. The whole gang was there. Oscar! Oscar! Oscar's back for one more round. And I held him up on top of the bar. Daddy looked around and said, gentlemen, I've been drinking with all you guys all my life. I wanted to have one more drink before I die. I don't know if you heard, the hospital made it official. I'm dying of AIDS. Had AIDS for quite some time now. I didn't want you guys to know. You're the best bunch of guys a fella could ever have. And then he finished his drink and I helped him back to the hospital.
I said, Daddy, you have heart failure. Why are you telling everybody you got AIDS?
He said, well, I just don't want them all screwing your mom after I'm gone.
From noon to one, you control the music. Mark Stevens' Classic Rock Drive-Thru on Classic Rock 94.7. Hey.